Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
One local law enforcement officer went to Washington, D.C. recently. What did he learn? Let's go in-depth with Marion County Sheriff Jason Sandholt. Sheriff, you just got back from Washington, D.C. What was the purpose of the trip?
The purpose of the trip was we were invited out by the director of the White House Intergovernmental Affairs to come out and build the relationships more between the federal government and local elected officials. It seems like in the past that there's been a separation or frustration with the federal government and whether it be the bureaucracy side of things, whether it be just lack of communication. And I think the president and his staff have said, hey, you know what, we need to open back up the lines of communication, really discuss regulations, whether it be federal regulations, local regulations, and to talk through some of these things.
Who was part of the Iowa delegation? People we might know, or, you know, maybe they're who they represent if we don't know them, so we can get a sense of who went from Iowa.
Right. There was five different sheriffs that I'm aware of that went out, both Republicans and Democratic sheriffs. There was Republican and Democratic representatives, senators, mayors. And it was the delegation consisted of probably right around 50 individuals. I don't know an exact number, but when they brought us all together, we actually met in the Eisenhower Executive Office Building in the Indian Treaty Room. And when we brought everybody in, I saw Chaz Allen, who's a Democrat from up in Jasper County. He was there. We had a conversation on different things. And it was a mixed group, I mean, of elected officials.
You spent some time talking, it sounds like. Were there presentations as well?
Yeah, what it kind of consisted of is presidential staff came and spoke. There was different department heads. We listened to people from the Department of Labor, Small Business Administration, Department of Health and Human Services, the U.S. Department of Justice, which was very interesting to me as a sheriff. We had people from the Department of Agriculture and Department of Education. And what each of these came in, they talked about, like for an example, the Small Business Administration side of things and Department of Labor talked a lot about the regulations, the red tapes, the things that go on there and trying to cut through that and offering up ideas that their approaches they're trying to take and also suggestions from the group on what they felt were good ideas and directions. For myself, obviously, I don't deal a lot with the Department of Labor or Small Business Administration, but for me, like the Department of Justice, Matt Whitaker, who's the chief of staff, used to be the U.S. attorney for the Southern District of Iowa. Now he's the chief of staff out there, and we had a lot of good conversations in regards to drugs. I mean, that we the opiate side of things right now is very important across the country. We're having lots of deaths with opiates. But we can't forget about the meth side of it. I mean, there's just as much meth now in Marion County as there was 8 years ago. There's a lot more opiate-based, I mean, heroin and different things. But the discussions back and forth were, hey, we can't put all the funding on burn jag grants or different things to just the opiate side. We have to keep a balance on both the meth side and the opiate side.
Well, and they might not know that in Washington.
Exactly. Yeah, this was the reason for going out there, and that's a great point, is they wanted to hear from, I don't know if you'd use the word or term boots on the ground, but what are you seeing? What things are helping you? What things are hurting you? The DEA. I mean, for an example, we talked about the DEA. I mean, the focus now is the opiates because that's a very important thing and the deaths that opiates cause, but there's still a huge amount of meth coming across the border that we need to stop. I mean, it's no longer that we're seizing ounces. Now we're getting to seize pounds.
More in depth after this. I I continued my conversation with Marion County Sheriff Jason Sandhold about his visit to Washington, D.C.
As I look down your list, these aren't just staffers for these different agencies. We've got cabinet members, we've got deputy secretaries, we've got undersecretaries, chief of staff, as you said, deputy secretaries. It's just, it's all, you know, people in the upper echelon of those agencies.
Yeah, it's the higher rank, which what I felt very good about is my father used to say there's different types of meetings. I mean, some of those meetings are where minutes are taken and hours are lost. And we don't want to go to a meeting where minutes are taken and hours are lost. You want to go to meetings where you really truly there's a dialogue back and forth and people are listening. And when you have these department heads that are there having that discussion, they aren't pawning you off saying, hey, here's somebody four levels below me, go talk to them about it. These are the upper level department heads that we spoke to and spoke to us. But along with that, what was very important to me is that White House Intergovernmental Affairs Office also gave us a list. So for an example, right now we have a contract with the Corps of Engineers out here at Lake Red Rock. We provide a deputy for law enforcement. The Corps of Engineers pays us. It's a great working relationship. But if that relationship wasn't working or if there was conflicts back and forth, and I called and talked to somebody from the Corps of Engineers and worked my way up, all the way up the ranks, got to the highest person of the Corps of Engineers and still felt like, okay, I'm not being heard or this isn't working out. This Office of Intergovernmental Affairs has positions that work for the president that are that liaison. They gave us a list of those names. So whether it be the Corps of Engineers, this is your contact and their phone number. If it's the Department of Defense, this is your contact, their phone numbers. Department of Education. So you really felt like, okay, they do want to care and they do want to hear from us.
It can also work the other way too, in the sense that maybe you said something that Matt Whitaker was thinking about. He with the Department of Justice, Chief of Staff. And he can say, hey, he can call you and then say, hey, could you elaborate on this? Or maybe even he could say, a year from now, he'll think, I wonder what's happening on the ground. He can call you and the other, four sheriffs or whoever. So those relationships are established.
You bet. And there's examples of that. I mean, we talked about medical marijuana and the FDA. We talked about legalization of recreational marijuana. I mean, you have those discussions. It's not that they're not already thinking about that, but it gives another resource on the boots on the ground to do it. And there was a discussion that our delegation, and I don't remember exactly which department head it was asked, one of the delegation asked this department head or undersecretary, whoever it was, a question. And what I was really impressed with is that undersecretary or department head, whoever it was, said, I don't know the answer to your question, but I will find out and I will get back to you. That to me meant a lot, that it wasn't just kind of a song and dance thing to, come out here and talk about it. You really felt like, okay, they do care.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Marion County Sheriff Jason Sandhold about his visit to Washington, D.C.
And is this something that happens regularly? Do you know? Did they tell you that?
What's kind of funny that on my Facebook post, I posted a couple different pictures, but one of the people commented that the state of Indiana just went through this, and they actually went out and had these discussions and different things. So I don't know the ins and outs on how, if they're on their 17th state, if they're, on their 42nd state, where it's at in this process, but it does sound like they're trying to reach out to all the states and to have the dialogue opened up.
So did you learn anything when you were in Washington?
Yeah, I there's definitely things that, you learn about, even listening to the Chief of Staff, Matt Whitaker, on the Department of Justice. Sometimes I think we take for granted that the federal government, the bureaucracy, the things that go along with it, or even just maybe even some of their examples, regulations. It's just like, well, that's just the federal government. That's the way it's always going to be. What I learned is that I don't think they want it that way either. I think they realize that there's things we have to do to make it easier for small businesses. There's things we have to do to, granted, are we going to get rid of all the regulations in the country? No. But what I learned is that they really look at it kind of the same way we look at it, is there, whether it be laws, whether it be regulations, whether it's things, it's like, let's, you can't just keep piling on and never reviewing regulations. That doesn't make any sense. Or laws, for an example, or hey, why is it, we were talking about even on the DEA side of it, the DEA has been pretty restrictive in regards to medical marijuana and the approach and enforcing federal regulations in regards to marijuana. Now, I think they still will have that approach in regards to recreational marijuana. I think that I didn't get the sense that they're going to sit there and say, oh yeah, we're going to legalize, I mean, marijuana use on the federal government. But I think what they are looking at is, it's like, you know, maybe the FDA does need to do some more studies in regards to the medical side of it. We have morphine, we have other types of medicines, and how that's scheduled. Those are things that maybe need to be looked at in regards to seizures or different things. And people try to confuse those issues. They try to confuse smoking a bowl of marijuana with cannabidiol oil or different things. And they're not the same. I mean, and it really, I think the federal government realizes that and will be looking into it.
Are you a better sheriff because you went?
I think so. I think it will benefit the citizens of Marion County in different ways down the road. I'm the sheriff of Marion County, but when I drive by the VA that's sitting here empty in Knoxville, Iowa, that affects me too. Even though that's not under my rules or duties or responsibilities, it's like, you know, why can't we do something with that? Or where is the red tape that's tied up with things like that? I think there's opening this dialogue and having that those contacts will help us. I think it's something that and even just the conversations with Senator Ernst and Senator Grassley, Representative Young, open up those dialogues too. If it's like anything in life, if you kind of put a face with that name and you know who you're talking to about an issue, not that it should give it more importance, but I think sometimes it does. And I hope that's what it helps us with it here.
Do you have a top moment, a most interesting moment, maybe even the most fun moment?
For me, it was luck. And obviously, I was standing outside in the Indian Treaty room outside of it there. Most everybody was inside. And the Supreme Court nominee, Mr. Kavanaugh, walked by. And for me, it was kind of a shocking moment, because it's like, that was news. I mean, it's the night before that was the nomination, was the discussion about it. And all of a sudden, it's like, gosh, that guy looks familiar. And he walks by, and I had a chance to congratulate him on his nomination. And I actually asked the question. I said, can I take a picture with you? And it was, I don't know if I was the first person to ever ask him that question, being so new or not, but he actually had to ask another gentleman that was there with him. I don't know if it's his handler or who it was, but it's like, can I take a picture or not, that type of a deal? And the guy's like, yeah, sure. So we got, I asked the question, but before I could even do it, a couple other people jumped in, had their picture taken. But there was probably five of us that got our picture taken with him. And whether that been a Republican nomination or a Democratic nomination, somebody that if he truly is, chosen and goes through confirmation, that gentleman for the next maybe 40 years, 30 years, I mean, however long it may be, is going to impact what happens in the United States. And that was really neat.
Thanks to Sheriff Jason Sandholt for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com.
The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIA KRLS and KNIA KRLS.com.